Young men, resist the enemy. He means it. Don't mean you have to do it out loud in front of people at work unless God tells you to. You don't have to go around your office acting all haughty and everything about it. You just do it. You just pray it, you believe it, you say it. You get other friends who believe, if you come in agreement, and you just learn the ways of God. All right. How many can see that it's okay to take your talents and have fun with them and learn and do stuff and achieve things that makes the world go, oh, pretty good? How many see that's okay? How many see that criticizing everything, picking on everything, trying to get your self-worth from it, and analyzing and judging everything is wrong? Okay. So we can keep liking the stuff about us that we're supposed to like, but for the Lord. And we can let go of, by a free will choice tonight, the spirit of condemnation that's taken the place of God in our thoughts and in our life. And resist it. Resist it out loud. Resist it with your spouse. Get your kids involved if you have to, but resist it until he flees. And know the minute he flees, you're going to go into such a deeper place in God, your whole world's about to change. So here's the altar call. We got communion up here. That's a good thing. Do you understand that this communion represents his blood and his body that was completely, absolutely beat up by the enemy, blood poured out because of the enemy, so that we could be free from condemnation? Okay, there is no condemnation in Christ Jesus. Say that.
There is no condemnation
in Christ Jesus. You don't have to say this part. But don't be condemned. The next time a thought pops in your head or someone speaks in your ear something condemning, you resist it with truth. That's how Jesus resisted it, with truth. God has not given me a spirit of fear, but love, power, and a sound mind. Get in your Bible and find some truth and write it down. Think about what the devil does to you and get truth for it right away. Instead of popping a pill, say, no weapon formed against me will prosper. Any tongue that rises against me, I condemn in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. He who's begun a good work in me will complete it in Christ Jesus. I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. You got to do this stuff. I'm not pretending. This isn't easy. When the devil's got your wife or your husband being hateful, not that that ever would happen. And you know what rises up in you is hateful trying to come back. You have to stop and you have to really say, Lord, I thank you. I forgive them. Lord, I just bless them. Lord, help them get free. Lord, they're hurting so much. You just got to speak it. Whether it's your kids, your employer, your pastor, it doesn't matter. You've got to do it. You've got to be doers of the word, not hearers only. You've got to do the stuff. I can preach to you and preach to you and preach to you, but if you don't leave here and really do the stuff, it's not going to work. And help each other do it. When somebody starts moaning and gossiping about something, speak the truth in love. When your kid says, you know, I'm just a failure. I can't do anything right. Say, you know, that's just not true because you're wonderfully made by God. God's gifted you so mightily. You don't have to worry about it. My brother's the smart one. Well, you know, according to science, we only use 5% of our brain. So just go study harder and use another 5% of yours and you'll be as smart as anybody. But know this, whether you decide to use your brain or not, you know, you're just awesome. Maybe God's going to give you something to do where you don't need that much brain. Maybe you're going to be a preacher. That'll make them study. All right. So I'm just telling you this because you're going to have to start doing this stuff. It's almost when you hear this kind of teaching, like the enemy tries to sometimes hit harder. But that's when you realize, ooh, this really is a game and we've won. See, if you know you've won, you don't have to get worried. But you're going to have to stop your fear and say, wait a minute. Okay, God, what do we do? And you're going to pray. You're going to resist. You're going to do whatever the Lord has you to do. You may have to call somebody. Men, this is hard for you. But you need to find at least one or two other men that you can just call and say, you know, enemy's really hitting me with this, and I just really need prayer. I can't tell you enough. Find some scripture. Write it down. Have it close by. Memorize like three scriptures that stop the enemy in his track. Jesus did it. He was the Word, so he didn't have to write them down. He knew them. But he's in us. You know what I mean? Write them down. If you know this thought's going to come to you, spend some time and write down. Because sometimes he comes so fast, you don't have time to think. Grab that scripture. Grab more and add them up until, and as you study the Word, it'll just come out. It'll just come out. All right. Let's see how we want to do this tonight. Thad, come here. This is like one of your expertise here. I'm going to pray for you to get free, and then you're going to pray for the men. And then Karen, I'm going to pray for you to get free. Come on up, because talk about two peas in a pod. And then you're going to pray for the ladies. And I want you to really make that decision tonight that perfectionism is leaving and condemnation's voice is completely closed. And let me say this. Don't listen to the devil when he tells you how good you are either. Just don't listen to him at all, because that's just a trick to keep you feeling good about yourself. God never says stuff, oh, Cindy, you preached so good tonight. That was just so good. Wow, don't you feel better about yourself? He never talks like that. If I talk like this, would you yield it? That's it. Don't boast. Whoa. So you got to watch that little trick. If you feel better about when you did something right and it makes you feel better about yourself, say, that's the devil trying to get back in. No, I thank you, God, that you made me able to do this. I thank you, God, I can enjoy this as much as I can enjoy the things that I don't do well, because I enjoy everything. All right, do you have to take communion? Everybody say this at the same time. That way, when we pray for people, I have to say it again. If you mean it, Lord Jesus, I thank you. There is no condemnation in you. And I want the spirit of condemnation completely removed from my heart, from my mind. Lord Jesus, whoa. Wait a minute, you don't say that part. Whoa. Ooh. Lord Jesus, I thank you that I am wonderfully made, that everybody's wonderfully made. I thank you that you are a righteous judge, that you are an awesome creator, that you know exactly what you have for my life, in the life of my children, the life of my spouse, that, Lord, they all belong to you. And I get to be in the relationship to enjoy them for your glory. Lord, help me to believe your word. Help me, Lord Jesus. Holy Spirit, help me. I repent for bitterness, for judging you, God, for thinking I had to use my gifts and talents to prove something to myself, to others, or to you. And I just break the power of that. Let me just enjoy who you've made me to be. Father, I thank you that I can achieve great things for your glory. They don't mean that I'm better or less. They're just stuff you gave me to enjoy my life. Stuff you gave me, God, so you can work through me, so people can find you, so you can serve people through me, so that you can raise my kids through me, so that you can love my spouse through me. I just give myself to you, your Lord. And I command in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ Perfectionism. Self-criticism. Criticizing others. To leave. In the name of Jesus. I will no longer allow the enemy to use my mind to critique my work as if he has a say. I command him out. Whoa. And I thank you, Lord, for setting me free. Whom the Son sets free is free indeed. In Jesus' name, I break the power of all self-hate or false self-love. I just give all of that to you. I repent for how this stuff has hurt my children or my spouse or my relationships with my parents or anyone else. Lord, I'm sorry that I have such a mess to give to you tonight. But I'm so thankful that your arms are wide open to receive it. And that you're big enough to turn it all to good. I just see a picture of us handing this big, ugly bag of like dirty laundry to the Lord and saying, you know, God, I'm really sorry. I got to hand you all this. But I'm so thankful that you'll take it. And Lord, I'm never, ever taking it back by your grace. So I want you to see yourself tonight when we get ready to pray, literally handing that bag of garbage. It can be every failure, everything you think you did wrong, everything that you, the enemy used you to mess up, whether you, it's true or it isn't true, but you think it's true. I just want you to see that thing. Some of you, that's big, man. Some of you are like, whoa, man, no wonder I'm so tired. And I want you to see, it's just handing that to the Lord. Just hand it right to him. Just in the spirit, just see yourself handing it to him. Just let all that go. Whoa, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Wow. Now, I want all of you, I want you, when you come up to take communion, when you come up to take communion, I want you to exchange that big, big thing of dirty laundry. Every condemning thought, every wrong thing, whether you did it or didn't do it, but you think you did it, doesn't matter. None of it matters. Every single thing that's been weighing you down. I also, when you drink, when you eat that little wafer tonight, I want you to say, between you and God, get every spirit of infirmity out that came in because of me carrying this heavy load. I just believe tonight God's going to heal heart conditions. High blood pressure is coming down in the name of Jesus. Migraines are going to lose their power in the name of Jesus. I just see stress-related sickness and disease is going to leave in the name of Jesus. So I want you to take that wafer. Jesus says, do this in remembrance of me after you've examined yourself. That's what we've done tonight. Drink of that juice. Take of that and say, Lord, thank you that even the infirmity that's related to me living like this has got to go in the name of Jesus. And then you hand the Lord that big bag and don't take it back and know that you're going to do some warfare. Know you're going to have to see other things and cast it down, but you're stepping over into a place of doing this at the leading of the Lord.